Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most of our listeners are probably aware that the vast majority of non-citizen immigrants in this country are living and working here lawfully. Yet they still face serious obstacles, one of which is the ability to obtain professional and occupational licenses. But recently, an economic impact report on this issue has been released, and legislation has been introduced in our State House that may rectify this problem. Andrew Skinner is Director of Public Relations and Development for the Hispanic Alliance in Greenville, South Carolina. He joins us now by phone. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me today, Mike.
Now, first of all, tell us about your organization.
So the Hispanic Alliance, we're working at a systematic and grassroots level to advance equity for the Hispanic community. And so what that means is there are disparities that exist between the Hispanic community and the broader community. And we're working to bridge the gap, to make sure the playing field is level for everybody so that all people who are living in the state of South Carolina have equitable opportunities for success in education, financial, occupation, health, and legal access as well.
One of these issues relates to this economic impact report that we're going to talk about today. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Clemson University is a tremendous partner of ours, and we partnered with them last year to complete a research report on what would happen if a piece of legislature in the state of South Carolina were to pass that would change the scene as far as professional licensures for people who are federally authorized to work in our country. What this research paper looks into is what would happen if these people were to enter the workforce. And to put it in terms of numbers, right now in the state of South Carolina, about 15% of individuals are in the workforce in a licensed field. And those licenses vary. They're about 40 plus in the state of South Carolina, but I'm talking real estate, nursing, education, to name a few. A few of these industries have some critical workforce shortages as well. So the report estimates that if 15% of these people, this immigrant community, the Hispanic community, were to enter their workforce, what would be the economic output of those people in terms of dollar amounts? And to be quite honest with you, Mike, the report, it stunned me to see $67.7 million of economic input if only 15%, and that's a conservative estimate, were to enter the workforce.
And so give us more of a definition of lawful immigrants here. Are they people who are on green cards now, or they need green cards, or they're on temporary visas?
You're right on target there with the temporary visas. So there are a couple of subsets that are included. Some include special visas such as temporary protective statuses. Those people from a foreign country who have been victims of crime and are now cooperating with law enforcement, so they have some other form of protective status. But it also includes DACA recipients, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. And conservatively, again, we're talking about 5,500 individuals in the state of South Carolina who go through a strenuous process every 2 years to renew their DACA status. They pay $495 every time they need to renew. In addition to attorney fees, they undergo a criminal background check. They have to make sure their address information is up to date. And then they're also restricted from other opportunities that people without this federally authorized status have. So, they can't attain professional licensures in the state of South Carolina. And also students pay out-of-state tuition to go to college in South Carolina.
Okay, and so now tell us about this legislation that is in the State House right now.
Yeah, so this is the third year in a row this legislation has been introduced, and it is a simple, straightforward solution to allow these people, 5,500 individuals, a path to work in licensed fields in the state of South Carolina.
And so the third year may be the charm?
It is our hope. We've been doing our work to make sure that as many people as possible are educated about the impact of this one sentence bill. We've got our ear to the ground, talking to our representatives at the state level and doing what we can to make sure the Hispanic Alliance is fulfilling our mission and our promise to the Hispanic community, to make sure that they have the opportunity, that they came here for, equitable opportunity.
Well, Andrew, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
I appreciate you having me, Mike.
Andrew Skinner is with the Hispanic Alliance in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Just click on on-demand listening, and there you'll find us. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.